The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to those Jews who believed in him, If you remain in my word, you will truly be my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. They answered him, We are descendants of Abraham and have never been enslaved to anyone. How can you say you will become free? Jesus answered them, Amen, amen, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave of sin. A slave does not remain in a household forever, but a son always remains. So if the Son frees you, then you will be truly free. I know that you are descendants of Abraham, but you are trying to kill me, because my word has no room among you. I tell you what I have seen in the Father's presence. Then do what you have heard from the Father. They answered and said to him, Our father is Abraham. Jesus said to them, If you were Abraham's children, you would be doing the works of Abraham. But now you are trying to kill me, a man who has told you the truth that I heard from God. Abraham did not do this. You are doing the works of your father. So they said to him, We were not born of fornication. We have one father, God. Jesus said to them, If God were your father, you would love me. For I came from God and am here. I did not come on my own, but he sent me. The Gospel of the Lord. Once again, good morning, brothers and sisters, and once again, welcome back to our little rectory chapel, where we have a first reading today from the book of the prophet Daniel that I'd like to tell you about. It's the story of the three Hebrew children with the famously polysyllabic names Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who would rather face death in a white-hot furnace than worship a false god. And it's that subject of false gods that I just ask you to think about here this morning. You know, false gods is a common theme showing up all throughout the Old Testament, what with Moloch and Baal and the golden calf in the desert. You're always hearing about false gods, and you're tempted to think, well, that doesn't apply to me, right? Not me. I worship the real God. I mean, after all, look at me. I'm going to church on a Wednesday, even if I am looking at it through a computer screen, right? I worship the real God. That's what we're tempted to think to ourselves until we realize that anything in your life that you rely on for your security or your sense of purpose or your sense of self-worth plays the role of God in your life. And in that sense, there's lots of false gods out there. Stop and ask yourself this question. What do you rely on for your security? Is it your pension? Is it your skill set? Is it your bank account? Is it your income stream? What do you rely on for your security? Now, don't get me wrong, right? Don't get me wrong. God uses these things as instruments. However, the minute we begin to trust in the instrument, instead of in the God who uses the instrument, that's the minute we offer a pinch of incense to the altar of a false god. Because you want to know what the worship of God consists in? Complete abandonment. Complete abandonment to God and his sovereignty. And that means wholehearted trust. Stop and think about the image that Jesus uses here in the gospel. He tells us about Abraham, our father in faith. You ever stop to consider how Abraham became our father in faith? He became our father in faith by being stripped of everything that wasn't God. And he was sent out into the desert. And he was given enough light to take the next step right in front of him.
Kind of like the days we're living through right now. And Abraham learned to believe. And in so doing, he learned that God really did provide. And that was his freedom. That needs to be our freedom too. You ever stop to consider how God provides every single beat of your heart? Think about your heartbeat for just a moment. Or rather, about the fact that you don't think about it moment by moment. But the truth of the matter is, it's God who provides every beat of your heart. He provides every breath that we take and sustains us in being. We're constantly relying on God. And there's a truth and a freedom in recognizing that. I remember a group of religious sisters up in Boston. And they had this little habit of always, no pun intended, they had a little habit of always saying that whenever they were planning something, God willing, so like you'd ask them, are you going to the grocery store? And they would answer you, God willing, I'm going to the grocery store. In other words, I don't know what God might have for me 10 minutes down the road, but this is my plan at least. Constantly abandoned to God's providence. That's what we need to live in. That's the truth that sets us free. Because, you know, when we talk about the false gods and how we want to turn our worship to the real God, it's not because God is like a petulant child who demands our attention, right? No. It's because every false god is a lie. It will leave you bitter. It will leave you disappointed because it's not real. These are the days in which we want to know the meaning of the word to be poor in spirit. And really trust in God and abandon ourselves to Him at every moment. It's a beautiful opportunity to do so. A little time thought for you here at the end of Lent. That we should realize that pretty much anything that makes mincemeat of our plans and brings us to our knees is actually a blessing in disguise. Because that's what turns us to the real God and His unfailing providence. And that is the truth that will set you free. Amen.